Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm Carmen Hara. So happy to be with you every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern on Home Time Radio. And tonight I choose a topic because all of you are calling me for years and telling me you feel stuck, you can't let go, and you cannot welcome future into your life. So I said, okay, let's do something about it and and I want to try to help you let go. Let's let go of the pain, anger, resentment. And I want you to turn your back on the past and look forward to a better future, because that's what we collectively need right now. The truth is that we are living in the past. And if we are living in the past, tomorrow looks like yesterday. The same things will follow if you don't close the door behind you. And if we are all stuck in the same, hurtful memory, a false belief, a trauma, a bad breakup, or an old argument, we cannot move forward. So this diminishes the power you have in the present and blocks you from receiving a new opportunity. So I think I'm telling you something you probably heard before, but if you feel stagnant or dissatisfied in any way, your past is still intruding in your present. So many of you are telling me, I don't know what I'm doing, but I feel in the same situation for many years. Now, you deserve to welcome something different, to create a better future. But when things like this occur, it means something is holding you back. They say that time heals all wounds, but this isn't always true. We like to think that, okay, time takes away the power of something that happened to us and smooth everything over. But in reality, it can make our emotions even deeper. You might be thinking, well, I got over that relationship so many years ago, so that bad experience happened a long time ago, so I definitely healed from it. Or you may or may not be. And you won't know until you introspect with honesty and without fear, because we're scared to go back to those memories. And we have something that in psychology is called dissociated amnesia. So does trauma from past continue to interfere in your present? Of course it does. Do the effects of a former betrayal creep in into your relationship today? Of course. You must let things go completely in order for them to come to an end. You have to know how to have that closure. And in many cases, you think you had the closure, but in fact, you didn't. So the question is, how do we know when we did and we didn't? So you have to do it because time won't do anything for you except push the memory. Time will push the memory further down into your subconscious, but the memory will still be there. So you need to delete that memory. If you continue to hold into something, even if it happened 50 years ago, it's still very much alive. Memories, they stay. They are stored in the subconscious mind. And if they're still present in your heart, they will continue to be present in your life. They will continue to kick in. They will continue. I've seen people talking 30, 40 years later about something that happened when they were 6 years old, 10 years old, 12 years old. And breaking those patterns that I consider to be karmic, because karmic means they continue to repeat, and sort of relinquishing your past has a lot to do with the way you process emotions. So in other words, in order to fully delete those memories, you have to know how to process feeling. If you don't adequately process your emotion, because as I said, we tend to avoid going deep there to the memory because we're scared, and that's an emotional thing. So if we don't process emotion, we allow emotion to, at some level of our being, to sabotage our potential of being happy, you know. So, as I said, time doesn't always heal the wounds. So you have to do the work to release emotions so that your wounds can heal and they can really become scars that can finally fade. It's not easy to tolerate the pain of raw emotion, but just a bit of emotional release each day will lead to progress. So in other words, you see, this is a lot of work. It's not that easy. You need fortitude, endurance, getting up, forging ahead, allowing yourself to conquer. And at the end, you will conquer anything. So profound resilience never fail, as you know, to see us through. And knowing this is the first step towards letting go, as I said. So several strategies are very effective to release negative emotion within you and helping you detach. And as you know, this is a calling show, so I would love, 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 love to take your calls and ask you what it is, you know, that you want to ask me. And if you feel being stuck in the past with something, I will just touch a little bit upon the things that I want you to pay attention, because it's so relevant to take those steps in order to free yourself from the past. And then I'll go and take Cornelia, and then I have somebody, I think, from Singapore, Marilyn, and I will take all of you one at a time because I am very grateful for your calls, as you know very well. So the first thing that people need to do when they feel somewhere blocked and disappointed with the way things happen in their life, the first thing is journaling. I don't know if you heard about journaling, but journaling means, okay, you write your emotion with your hands. You don't need a computer. You don't type them on the phone. The most creative people, film directors, great artists, Leonardo da Vinci, Steve Jobs, they used to write. They have to have notebooks, and they put their emotions, their intention, their feelings in writing. When you write your thoughts, your feelings, you sort of draw them down. So that access to the memory is so intense. So you actually take those memories and find an outlet for those memories and those emotions, and find an outlet for the. Emotions attached to that experience. It's okay to cry. You can cry. Crying, you know, is something that clears you energetically, that release those feelings. It's okay to release those emotions, because the release of them will allow you, you know, to really be able to delete that experience. If you feel you're like embarrassed to cry in front of others, that's okay. Find a place where you can be alone. And keep in mind that unlike just speaking or thinking about your emotion, writing them makes them tangible. They translate into something that you can touch. So, and you know what, you write them down, and then you know what, you can revisit the pages later. And if you feel like, hey, I can't break through, look for an emotional support. You know, life, think of all the people who have problems with addiction. Think of the people who go to those Alcohol Anonymous meetings when they meet and they talk about being alcoholics and the experience that they have. You know, they look for the support system. When you say, oh, things are not working for me, find the support system that you can get connected to and people that will listen to you. And look for people who came into your life recently. Stick closer to those who can boost your strength, your vitality. And don't be afraid to call people who show you that unconditional love. I know there's not too many people out there, but surround yourself with that support group. And on another strategy, because this is all something very intense and it's very emotional, is tame your emotion by putting limits on the negative ones. Now, when you think how bad something happened to you and how bad the situation was when you went through, you have to allow yourself to feel angry and resentful for what you suffered, for the, let's say the terrible loss you went through. But do express them by that. Don't let those emotions take over you forever. Because one of the things that can block you is when you allow those feelings to take over you and let feelings control you. Sometimes it's okay to walk in the nature. Sometimes it's okay to take a trip. Hopefully this COVID is going to go away. And we can really do this. And sometimes it's amazing to do those great affirmations to move forward. Because when you say things, you know, the brain, reality reflects what the mind projects. But when you say things, the words have power. And they reflect what the mind wants to project. And I'm telling you, I'm giving you some affirmation. You can create yours. But I've seen that these are working a lot for people. If you feel like you are stuck, you should say, my past is gone. It does not span into my future. Then say things like, this situation taught me a lesson, a necessary lesson. Through this hard time, I learn and I evolve. So acknowledge the good into the bad. I have the power to turn any setbacks into a victory. Say things like, my path is clear. I know exactly what I must do. I am sustained by people who support me through anything. My suffering is heard and being rewarded with joy. Say such things because this will bring in a positive experience that will replace the dark one that's probably lingering somewhere within yourself. And I have a beautiful one. Say great affirmation. I have resurfaced from the storm stronger and better than before. Determination and ambition surge through me, and an unexpected blessing awaits me. Because when you say these affirmations, you allow yourself to feel them fully. You feel those things. Say them with faith and with conviction, and you can take, you know, you can take different words and create different ones. But you actually can change the vibration, you know, by using your own words. And this is a message to the universe that you are ready. You are ready and you trust that there is a new beginning and you are not anymore in the past and you are able to close that door by the way you think. Yeah, this is significant. The way you think is everything. Now, there are other actions that we can take in order to detach, and I'm going to talk to you in the next segment. But I'm going to go and take your calls. And before that, I want to let you know that my new book is coming. I'm super excited. My new book is going to release in the next number of weeks. My new book is called Committed, Finding Love and Loyalty Through the Seven Archetypes. Now, my book touches upon the concept of commitment, which is a problem for most people in the world today. But what's exactly commitment? Why it's so hard to achieve? Why we struggle so much in love? Why we are so disappointed in love? And if you feel all of this, then my book, Committed, is the book for you. So Committed will make you reevaluate the way you think about love. And it is a relationship manual that unfolds in two parts. Has been endorsed by Dr. John Gray and many other doctors and other colleagues of mine. So it's a manual that will help you work how to perform on the inside and how to distinguish the archetypes that you encounter through your life. You will learn to re-examine your core beliefs to liberate yourself from people and places that no longer serve you and develop an unshakable sense of self-worth. But also you will learn a lot about emotional intimacy, external influences, and identify these archetypes. Archetypes exist since the dawn of time. We're going back to the Greeks. And they talk about the archetypes. So the goal of my book, Committed, is to help you find and keep the love, an authentic relationship, and find, everything that you're searching for, and find who are you in terms of your archetype, which is the archetype that matches you. Like, for instance, Donald Trump, he's a narcissist, but Melania Trump is a narcissist too. Now, two narcissists, they will match perfectly. They will stick with each other. And here is an interesting aspect of the book for you to identify the type of the archetype you are. Now, if you want to find much more about my book, I want you to sign up for my mailing list. Go to carmenhara.com, and there is a mailing list. Put your email address, and you will receive an email with the release of the book. And when you get that email, I'll give you a discount to the book, and the book comes with all kinds of other gifts. And I think that you will be learning a lot, not because it's my book, but this is the kind of a topic that I think everybody needs. You know, we all need authentic relationships, and we all have issues with commitment. And my book touches upon also the online dating and the whole idea of dating, is expressed in great length. I'm going to go to Cornelia right now in Ontario, Canada. Hi, my Cornelia. How are you, my love?
Hello, Carmen. Cristos cambiat.
Adevara cambiat. Che faccio dire?
How are you?
I'm great. So I'm ready to release my new book. It's my ninth book. I'm super excited. I work a number of years. I couldn't release it last year because of the COVID. But now, as the COVID is going away, hopefully, I said that's it. I need to release this book. I've been working so hard on this idea.
I will buy it for sure. Right now I'm reading the 11 Eternal Principles from you.
Yeah, that's a book that I published in 2009. That's like 12 years ago.
I like it so much.
Some books, they survive the test of time. There are books that are, my first book also is still selling 20-something years later, sold all over the globe, because it has a concept that survives the test of time. Here's the beauty about a book. You have to come up with something that that is intriguing in time. So how can I help you, my Cornelia, tonight, my love? What can I do for you, my love?
I get stuck in the bus with something too. But before I ask that, may I have your opinion in some little thing? Actually, it's
sure.
A big thing, not little thing. If you can give your opinion
sure.
to me.
Sure.
My husband subscribed for a vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine from BioNTech. Mm-hmm. And I have a dilemma. I don't want to let nobody from my family to take vaccine, but he is kind of struggling because, he's suffering of panic attack and he's going to work every day. And he said, Mimi, I need to take this vaccine because that's how I would feel safe. Now, Carmen, what is your opinion? If he takes this vaccine, will he be safe? Nothing's going to happen because of the vaccine?
How old is your husband?
50.
He's 50. He's young. He's going to be okay. He's going to be okay. There are some side effects. Apparently, Pfizer is the safest of all of them. And the one that has, that's guaranteed, you know, to last, you know, it's 95% guaranteed that versus the others. So I feel like this is going to work okay. Let him do it. Yeah.
Let him do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If he feels in his heart he needs to do it, let him do it. Yes.
Okay. Okay, Carmen. And you don't see him happening something because of the vaccine? Like, you don't see this?
No. I've seen cases with Johnson & Johnson, you know, but blood clots, but not with Pfizer. Pfizer was pretty okay. It has some side effects. It has some side effects the next, especially the second dose. It has some side effects that, but let me know how it goes, the first one. But so far, you know, everybody seemed to be okay.
Yes. Okay, Carmen. Mm-hmm. And my kids, they don't want to take it. They will be safe.
Doctor, I have Dr. Christian Northrop next week with me on the radio. She's my guest next week. So it's very important to listen next week. Christian Northrop is a big authority in the medical field in the world. She's the one that created the bioidentical hormones, and she's the one who's been on Oprah talking about the vaccine, not in the most positive way, and she's been banned everywhere because she had the courage to talk about what she thinks about this vaccine. So, but I'm going
to... Yeah, I know. That's why I wanted to talk to you so badly, because I read a lot of things, and I even heard Northrop talking about, and now me, I am in a dilemma. But Eugene, he says that's how he feels safe if he's gonna take it, because going to work every day.
A lot of people took it. I mean, it does look like it worked, because people the pandemic is kind of slowing down. Less people are dying, so it did something good.
Yes. And Carmen, if my kids, they don't want to take any vaccine, do you see them being safe if they don't take vaccine? Or like my kids and me, we don't want to take vaccine.
I want to tell you something, and I'm not going to take the vaccine myself. My philosophy is this. We're gonna reach this immunity very soon in the world. And then at the stage when we have this 70% of the world vaccinated, we're gonna be okay. And there will still be a lot of people not taking the vaccine, but they all gonna be okay. So if you decide not to take it,
then you don't see my kids happening.
You will be okay. Yeah, absolutely okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, Carmen. And then now I will ask you for what I called you, and I feel shame that I asked you this before, but really it's such a dilemma in my house with this thing that we just go cuckoo here with taking, not taking.
But listen to the show next
what
week.
I want to ask.
Call next week. Dr. Northrop will be with me next week. She's my guest. So ask her. Ask her what she thinks, you know. She has her own opinion.
If you want
your husband to wait till next week, till Dr. Northrop is my guest, and you put her, you ask her the question, that's fine. If you want to wait another
I think
week,
he has the appointment earlier. He has the appointment already.
Already. Okay, then fine.
That would mean to cancel.
So let him do it, and it's only the first dose. And then call me and let me know how he's doing, and let me know how he feels. Okay, send me at least a text. And next week you can still talk to Dr. Northrop if you call the show.
Okay, yes, my thank love. You so much, Carmen. And then may I ask, I can tell you with what I get stuck, I cannot just escape from this.
What is it? Tell me.
It was one of my jobs. One of my jobs, and it's close to my house.
Right.
And I love to work there. And I quit that job because of somebody, because she just wouldn't leave me. She just let me leave, you know. She was a very rude person, and I really don't like to talk like this about somebody. And the interesting thing is, Carmen, that was 3 years ago. Since then, I worked somewhere else. And this job, it just cannot, like, every day. Suppose, okay, I say so many times, I let go, I don't care, I'm just going to look for something else. But if I want to forget, or it comes a text to me, or it comes the commercial of that factory.
Yeah, you have,
or
you
one
have
of ex-colleagues.
You are not able to detach. You haven't been able to really close that door. You haven't. That's exactly what I'm trying to make.
Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking.
Well, listen
yes,
to the rest
that means
of the show,
that some,
but I gave
oh, the universe
some tips.
Gonna...
I gave you some tips and what you need to
like
do to be able to finally release this.
Yeah, I know the affirmation and I do affirmations, but
not
don't you
that.
Think
just
if somehow
journal,
I always
write
the universe.
Write down, Cornelia, write down, take a notebook and write down what happened at that job. Go back there and write down, this is what happened. Write it with your own hands. Release, you know what I mean? And talk about those emotions. Get them out because they're still there. You know, and they create an imprint in the neurons, at the cellular level. They create imprints. So that this is the way that we get stuck emotionally into something that we cannot literally let go. So that's what happened. It was very emotional. It was not easy. And you got stuck into it emotionally. So take a notebook, write about this, talk about this, and tell yourself every single day that you are free from this. And you will be. Finally, you will be. You'll sense the difference. Okay, my lovely Cornelia. So
and
let me know about your husband.
Yeah, but you don't see that they would call me back or something.
It's possible that they will. That won't surprise me. But it's up to you what you're going to do.
That is possible.
Yeah, very possible. Okay, my Cornelia, I love you so much.
Okay, I will let you know everything, Carmen. And thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it. And God bless you. And have
you
a beautiful evening, Carmen.
You too. Okay, everybody, I'm going to take a short
break.
You. And I'm going to go to... I think it's Marlene in Malaysia. So that's intriguing and that's beautiful. So I'll be back in a minute.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
And I'm back. I'm so excited. And again, my new book is coming. So happy to announce the release of my newest book. It's called Committed, Finding Love and Loyalty Through the Seven Archetypes. Commitment is a problem, as I said, in love relationships. A lot of people have such a hard time to commit. So we all struggle with this. So I want this book, you know, to help you reevaluate the way you think about love. It's some kind of a relationship manual that unfolds in two parts. The work you need to perform on the inside and the seven distinctive archetypes you'll encounter on the outside world. So you'll learn how to reevaluate your beliefs on commitment, and you will learn to liberate from the people and places that no longer serve you, which, and again, the same thing, we got stuck in people and situations that are not good for us. You will develop that sense of self-worth, you know, and you will identify your partner's archetype, meaning his strengths, his weaknesses, his mindset, his inclination, his commitment capacity. And you will determine your own love archetype. You will know whether you're a narcissist or not, or you're a workaholic. What kind of a person are you, you know? There are seven archetypes. I'm not going to tell you too much about it because I want you to read the book. You will learn to build emotional intimacy. You will learn how to navigate through the world of online and personal dating. You will learn how to apply your real-world solution to resolve any relationship problem. Now, if you want the book, go to carmenhara.com to my mailing list. Just put your email on the mailing list, and you will receive an email with the date of the release of the book that is very soon. And you will be able to get the book very easy. And I'm now going to go to Singapore. I'm sorry, Singapore, I made a mistake. To Marlene, I think she's the first time calling me. Hi, my lovely Marlene from Singapore. How are you, my dear friend?
Hello, Dr. Carmen.
Oh, so good to hear your voice. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Your show right now, your topic is so perfectly for my concern at the moment.
Okay, good, good, good. How can I help you, my love?
Well, I have a session with you like a bit 10 days ago, I guess, if I'm not wrong. And then I have you my concern about, and then I asked advice from you that I went to a dating site. And I met this guy. He seems like he's still living on the past. He's still not out of his comfort zone yet. So I'm not sure if it's worth investing my time and money with him. So what do you think?
I do believe that the man had a major issue with somebody. He was never able to close the door to him. And I feel like... Yeah, I feel like this is something he is struggling with. And if you are trying to get involved with him, you will constantly have that sense of something not being right. So with him, and you have a feeling like you can move forward with him, like you make a step forward and three backwards, you know, with him. And this is the only explanation is he can't let go of whatever happened to him. And he has issues to get involved again, to get seriously involved again, you know?
Okay, I understand. So, that's what I've noticed.
But I feel like if you have a little bit of a patience with this man and address this issue to him, it can be resolved. So, in other words, you will be able to guide him through this process. You will be able to help him, you know? You will actually see him. You will see him slowly moving away from his emotions of the past and being able to heal. I mean, I believe that you come in his life like a healing force. That's the sense that I have. Do you feel like you're in his life to help him heal?
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't know how to help. That's why I'm calling, because your show is just perfect. Maybe you could advise me how to talk to him so that he can come out from his comfort zone and then he will let go of the past. It seems like he was stuck in the past since his wife had a car accident 3 years ago.
His wife died.
Yeah, she said he was in a car crash. I'm not sure he's making excuses, so I haven't. We have been chatting for almost 10 days now, and I really like this guy.
That's the most difficult thing. That's the most
difficult. Yeah, and he said
if you lose somebody, it's one thing is to divorce, you know. But it's different. When you go through a divorce, you have different emotions. But when you lose somebody suddenly in a car accident, or you know what I mean, to a disease that strikes and kills somebody really fast, that is very traumatic, and it's a trauma. And trauma, you know, you cannot actually heal that fast from trauma. And he wants. Uh-huh. That's why. I even feel stronger than before that you are a healing force. It's almost like he actually. It's like in a paradoxical way, he actually needs you more than you imagine, more than he imagined. He needs help.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to feel love again. He needs to feel like he can be with someone else. You know,
uh-oh.
He feels so stuck. You understand? In that pain, but on the other hand, he wants to kill that pain. You understand? So he's so desperate to be with you, but he acts completely opposite. Almost
I'm sorry,
like confusing in a way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Do you
so
see that?
I have his birthday.
When is he born?
March 2, 1970.
1970, that's all I heard. Which month?
March 2, 1970. March 2.
Second of March, 1970. Hold on. Let me see something here. Okay. And when are you born?
March 1, 1975.
Which March was? March is still March?
Yeah, March 1, 1975.
1st of March, okay. Hold on. Let me see what kind of a connection you have with him. Yeah, you have a karma with this man. This is a past life relationship. This is going to work because this is it's so karmic. It's unbelievable.
So
you are a number 8, and he has 8 life paths, and he's a number 4, and you have 4 life paths. Really, I've seen such a strong connection. You knew this man before. It might sound insane, but in your record, you know, this is my intuition talking this time. You met this man before twice, once in a life in England, and you had 2 children with him in one of the lives. We're going back a while, 100-something years ago. This is going to work at the end of the day, even if it's going to take longer, but there is a karmic connection from past lives. So those are very intense. He feels the intensity of this connection. He doesn't know what to do with this. But that's why. You feel it too. This will work out. This will work out, yeah.
Oh, okay, thank you so much.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow, this is quite interesting, very interesting.
Your topic is just too perfect for my concern because I don't really know how to advise him. So what should I tell him so that he can get out quickly from the
past? Talk to him about what happened. Let him cry. Let him, you know, express his feelings. Tell him to write down his feelings. Tell him to release them in whichever way he can, you know. Slowly, this will never go away. You know, when you lose somebody you love that much, that pain never goes completely away. But it gets way better in time. And then you become a catalyst. But what will change this is the imprint of the subconscious mind that talks about previous experiences that you guys had. So when you first met, this was very strong. Do you agree?
Yes, I do. we have a really very special connection at first.
Yeah. So you guys, when you saw each other, that was a click, because this was déjà vu. Like, you guys knew each other. You also have life in France. It's just so fascinating with you guys. Very, very, very interesting.
I haven't seen him yet.
Sorry?
We only chat. I haven't seen him yet on a video. We only chat because he's still not ready yet to come up from his comfort zone. So I just want to know that if this really works out.
This will work. I have a very strong feeling this will work, but you need a lot of patience. But if you have the patience, and if you don't, you will be forced to have it. Because past life relationship, you cannot escape them so easily. So when something is karmic, the karmic relationship, even if you want to walk away from this, you don't really can do it. Even if you say, well, I don't want to put up with this and I want to find someone else, it's not that easy, you know. You need to solve this. You're forced to work this, to work it out.
All right. I think that's good enough for me, Dr.
Back on the show on a month or two or three and let me know how it goes, because I'm absolutely convinced that this is going to have a positive resolution, but as I said, with a lot of patience.
I know. Okay, I will do that, Dr. Carmen. Thank you so much for your advice. You're an angel.
I love you, Marilyn. Get my new book, you know. On my email list, and you're going to get an email when my books are out. My book is exactly what you need right now. Okay, my love. I love you, Marilyn.
Thank you so much. I love you. Bye. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, sweetheart. I'm going to go to Susan. Hi, Susan. Thank you, my dear. Susan, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you, my lovely Susan. How are you, my dear?
I'm good. How are you doing, Carmen?
I'm great. Excited about my new book.
What's the name of your new book?
So my new book is called Committed, Finding Love and Loyalty Through the Seven Archetypes. So it's about commitment. And the people struggle with commitment. And it talks about online dating and how to distinguish different archetypes. You know, we all have an archetype. And we don't know about it. We don't pay attention. So the book helps you, you know, find the right match at the level of the archetype. So, you know, it also helps you how to navigate through the online dating. And it introduces the whole concept of commitment that is so different from the way commitment was understood by previous generation. My grandparents, my grand-grandparents, my parents, they have a different understanding about commitment. So I think you're going to love it if you are interested to read it. You will really enjoy it, because everybody has, at a certain degree, issues with people in their life and with the whole concept of being committed to somebody. So how can I help you, Susan, tonight?
Well, I'm still just kind of on the fence about trying to find a good relationship, and I'm in a small rural area, so there's not a lot of fish in the sea.
I hear you. So because of that, what you're going to do is exactly what I was talking. You will go to online. You'll try to find, okay, somebody around the area or somebody eventually at a distance. Do you agree?
Yeah, I did online dating like 10 years ago, but I didn't really have a good experience with that. A lot of people lie, you know, they don't tell the truth.
Absolutely. That's what I talk in my book. I talk a lot about online dating and how to make sure, you know, that you know what you're doing when you're online dating. So, yes. Is there anyone in your life right now? Anyone right now that you want to know much more? Are you interested in someone or not really?
Not really. I mean, I'm kind of just, you know, dipping my toes in the water, but just kind of, you know, I've met a few people, but nobody that really I feel
you know
a deep connection.
To me, the second listening to you, I have like a a little bit of a revelation. I see you with somebody who's not really from your area. Somebody who lives like a 40 minutes, 1 hour distance from your area. It's a man who's lighter and has a big forehead. He seems to be a smart, intelligent man who has a business. And I also believe that when we meet people, there's a connection. I feel like you have a connection with this man. I do sense he might, he probably went through a divorce or something like this. I don't think it matters for you. Because I feel you're going to have a great connection with him. He's very established. He's a good man. This seems to be probably the most relevant relationship you will have out of all the relationships you've been through lately. Tell me when you born, if you don't mind. I want to look at something. I want to see where you are in your life right now.
10/29/66.
10/29/1966. Okay. All right. Let me see something. So you are entering a karmic year, which years of karma are very powerful. So the year 8 is coming in October for you, meaning that at that point, as we're coming towards the summer, And the fall right around your birthday is when you meet the man I'm telling you about. So in a number of months, 2-3 months from now, you're going to meet this person. And this is a person who you will have a sense of a strong connection, a connection you probably never felt in a long time, probably never. But as I said, this is somebody who has been married before. Have you been married before?
Yeah, I have, but this person, is it, are they older than me? I mean, or how?
It's a man around your age, probably even a year younger. It's a man around, this is not an older man. Mm-mm.
Not
so
okay,
just
good.
Man around your age. He might even be a year younger, a little bit younger. Somebody born in the spring. I have a very clear sense of who he is, how he looks. What I like about him is that he, this is a man who's been in a long marriage. He's alone right now. He doesn't want to be alone. Talking about commitment, this is a man who wants to be committed. You know, you don't want to be with somebody who doesn't know what they want, you know, and they play games. So you want, because if you want commitment, you want to be with somebody whose definition of commitment matches yours. So he wants what you want. And I feel like this is somebody who will want the same thing like you. And I feel like this is going to move very fast. You're going to have a strong connection all the way from the beginning. I like the way he's going to treat you. It sounds like a fairy tale, but it's really, really positive. I see you traveling with him, going to the warmer weather by the end of the year. He's going to treat you nice. This is a man who has a good financial situation. I think he has a daughter from his previous marriage, but she's not a child anymore, so she's not so in other words, he's free. This is not an issue for him. Do you have a child?
Yeah, I have a son who lives in Oregon. He's 34.
I'm saying the same thing happens to him. So you guys are not, you know, the kids are no more kids, so I don't see an interference. But I do see later on in time, I see you involved in and probably being involved with some grandkids. That's a different story. But I like, I feel you're planning a home together in the future. Many wonderful things between you and this man. Finally, something you've been waiting. Are you looking for someone in the last 5 years?
Yeah, this person you say has their own business. Do you know what kind of business?
It's more like an insurance business. He sells something. He sells insurance. He sells very independent, but very successful. This is a man very successful. He's very put together. He's elegant. He has a lot of qualities, a lot of things that you haven't seen in anyone else before. The complexity of things about this man is what I like. The qualities of him I like.
Yeah, it sounds really interesting because
I talk about archetype. You know, I should just there are some archetypes that I describe in my books, and I found him more like an workaholic, somebody that works very hard and wants to be productive and creative all the time. That's very educated, respectful, has great quality. A man with great qualities.
Uh-huh.
I feel like this would be terrific for you, and you also meant to meet him now, but I have a sense that in the last 5 years you are not able to find anyone like it, you know.
Right. So you say he lives about 40 minutes away or something?
Yeah, he's not quite in that area. It's a little bit further, I should say, south from where you are.
Okay. Well, sounds really promising.
I think a problem. Sorry. What did you say?
I said it sounds really promising.
It is. It really is. Just let me know about him. Give me a call on the radio. Tell me much more about him when you meet him, and we will analyze much more. But I am very confident because you enter the karmic year, and I have a very strong sense of this person. That this is going to work very well for you, and that you've been waiting for a long time, but finally, you know, you get rewarded for all this patience. So, yeah, it's happening now.
Okay, well, I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Okay, and also, you know, a prediction is meant to open a door to that possibility. So I want you to open up your mind to this. And make it happen. And so participate in this. Participate with your mind.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I was curious about what kind of business, because I like the fact that you say he's creative and works hard, because that's how I am.
I may not know all the details, you know. I mean, I go by what the information that I receive. You know, it's like, you know, when you tap into the information beyond the chronology, beyond time, you get different information, probably not everything that I can pinpoint. But I think the most relevant is the connection that you have with this man, and that he is an independent, creative man that you can have. That he's a match for you. It's very hard in life to find your match. And I think this man does seem like he's your match.
Okay, cool. Well, that's good to know. Thanks for everything, Carmen. I appreciate it.
Okay, my beautiful. I love you. Thank you for calling me. And I'm going to go to my last caller, to Leilani. Hi, Leilani. How are you, my beautiful Leilani?
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
I'm okay. You my angel?
Good. I'm in California, and I'm looking for a place to
you
live.
You are
I'm house sitting.
Yeah.
I did it.
You did it good. That's brilliant. Good.
But I need
you,
a place to live. I don't know
you
where
will
to go
find
to live.
You'll find it.
Really? Everything's so expensive.
It is, but you'll find it. It's a new beginning, you know?
Okay,
yeah.
And do you know when?
Well, I'm coming at the end of the show. I think in the next 3-4 days. Keep me posted and send me a text, and I will respond in a text. And in 3-4 days from now, you'll find a place. With the help another woman. I love you, Leilani. Everybody,
I love you.
Thank
Congratulations.
You so much for listening. My new book is coming, Committed, Finding Love Through the 7 Archetypes. I'm Carmen Jara. And I'll be with you next week on Om Time Radio. And much gratitude and love. Thank you for listening.